Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe.
Yes, ma'am.
So the other day, the kids were outside playing, and the neighbor came out and cussed them out.
Yes. That was very, very disturbing for her to come out that way, because all they were doing was playing.
They were screaming real loud.
Acting like children
they
should act.
They were screaming real loud, having a kid of a good time. Mm-hmm. And she came outside and cussed them out, told them to shut.
Yes. Some choice words were said to some little ones. And the kids informed us what happened. And we informed her that the kids let us know that what happened. Yeah. And she decided to say it's not true.
But we politely told her, if she did do that, that is not how we communicate to our kids.
Right.
And we would, hopefully, she would take our advice to not communicate to our children like that again.
Because first and foremost, we would never do that to anyone's kids. And we surely don't want anyone doing that to our kids. We don't even talk to them that way.
And we did explain to her, we do not speak to our children that way, so you will not speak to our children that way. And she reassured us that she didn't and that she wouldn't. Amen. Yeah. Right?
Amen.
So, but that incident gave me a thought about how people in general may just communicate to kids. I know that there's been a season, we've never cussed our kids out.
No.
Amen and amen. But there's been seasons where the kids have done some stuff.
Yes.
That maybe we wanted to cuss.
Oh, those words came to mind.
But because we knew that if we spoke those words, it would break their spirit.
Yeah.
Or if we spoke to them a certain way, it would tear them down. Yeah. So we didn't do it.
Yeah. There's many times where and this just goes back to, being in the grocery store and seeing a mother that's frustrated, and she calling the kids everything but their name, and it's disheartening to see it and hear it. I'm like, you are actually talking to this kid like it knows exactly what you're saying, but they know that it's not good, because they're looking at it like, okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And we don't always. Not condoning that, because there's a certain way that you should speak to a child, but we don't always know what parents are dealing with, what they're going through, what their circumstances are, how they were raised and how they were talked to.
Yes.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to learn a language of communication with our kids. Yeah,
there's many times when these choice words will come to mind.
They do come to mind.
It all depends on what the kid has done.
They do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you got to be in control.
Yeah.
Because when you lose control is when you're saying things that you really don't mean.
You'd be regretting stuff.
And you'll be regretting it later. So watch what you say to your children. Because you're trying to build character, not destroy it.
So we want to make sure that, because in those times when kids are doing stuff, it's just going to make us angry,
right?
Or they're going to frustrate us, or they're going to do some things just at the wrong time. Maybe we didn't have a really good day and they're just being kids. Yeah. They're just being the kids that they are, and they're just coming at the wrong time. It's like, I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
And they're understanding, I don't want to be bothered. So they continue, and then you just want to be led by the spirit of anger and frustration.
Mm-hmm. One thing I would say is, kids have feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to just disregard that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like when you go to work and you get frustrated, you come home and you bring that anger home because you didn't get to settle it at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you come home with that bitterness. I mean, just like kids, they have things that happen at school.
Mm-hmm.
They have things that happen with their siblings. The kid decided, I'm going to ride the bike before you. And that could be disheartening to them at that moment.
Listen, these kids be broke down.
Yes.
Behind stuff like that.
You said you was going to ride the skateboard and I was going to ride the bike. Now get off the bike.
Yeah. And then when it don't happen, it's a breakdown.
It's a definite breakdown.
We got one mad right now because we switched the room orders.
Oh my God.
And that's,
And the first thing.
Tripping out.
Yeah. First thing I was looking at, I'm like, you still got a bed. Why are you tripping? That's what parents think. Mm-hmm. But she's destroyed.
She is. She's because, destroyed about it.
She didn't get to sleep with in a certain room or with a certain person.
She didn't. She didn't get her choice of roommate.
Yeah.
And she is destroyed.
That's a shame. But yeah, it happens.
It does. It happens. Mm-hmm. But we got to be sensitive to that.
Yes.
Even though she's screaming, crying. Mm-hmm. We got to be sensitive to that. I guess hitting her. Yes. But so for me, there's a lot of times I have to just not step into the situation immediately. There's often times where I'm just having a day and just need a break. I just need a moment mm-hmm. to deal with stuff. But the kids want to come and tell who did what or anything like that. Or
yeah.
Some craziness has gone on. Some craziness happened today. We won't discuss mm-hmm. all of that right now. It may be a different podcast. But mm-hmm. we got some craziness that yes. occurred just today. And we had to deal with. And I caught wind of that earlier today. But I needed mm-hmm. to take a few hours to process it.
Right.
So just like with Jesus, he came in the cool of the day.
Yes, he did.
Because Adam and Eve were showing out and coming at the wrong time with your children could
be devastating.
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
You know, we watch because each kid is different
mm-hmm.
and each kid can handle verbal talk,
mm-hmm.
not abuse, but verbal talk. And it can be stern. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that you be stirring with and they fall apart and cry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you like, you know, nothing's damaging you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your feelings is hurt because you got caught. Mm-hmm. Or is your feeling hurt because you feel bad what you did? Or your feelings hurt because mom and dad chastising you at this moment.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, so some things that we might say.
Mm-hmm.
when we're led by anger could be detrimental. It could yeah. scar for life. And we don't want to do that. So some things that we don't do
mm-hmm.
with our kids, no matter what, is that we do not tell them they're bad.
Yes.
We do not tell them they're mm-hmm. bad, or we don't tell them you're being bad. Mm-hmm. We don't use those terms with our children.
No. Question and answer is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, Did you think this was going to be a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from this by doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Did it help you in a mighty way?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on here? I mean, and then they're thinking like, okay, what should I say? Dad and mom's looking for. And when they eyes rolling around, I said, stop searching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Look for the truth. Look straight ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, I will use the Bible's words.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you behaving foolishly?
Right.
mm-hmm. You are not a fool.
At all.
So you should not behave and pretend to be one. So that's how yeah. we communicate. Stop pretending.
Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes I have a little quick tongue and I say, you know, are you taking acting lessons right mm-hmm, now? What's mm-hmm, going on here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. we don't act like that because that's not who that's you not are. That's not your character.
Who you are. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's another thing. We tell mm-hmm. them this is not your character. You're not disobedient. You're mm-hmm. not rebellious. You're not a liar.
That's right.
You're not a liar. So why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm. You don't need to be used by the enemy. You know, the enemy can come in any kind of way and try to taint what you are trying to do with your children. And the children can try to taint what you're trying to do with your children.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful, make sure that they don't have the upper hand. Watch what they say, how they do it, and keep, you know, and keep your composure and your sanity.
We don't cuss at them.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
We don't cuss at our kids. We have to speak life. There's times where you do want to cuss and have a holy, righteous anger,
yeah.
but not at the kids.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes you want to say, why are you acting like this?
Yeah, again, just this week,
mm-hmm.
there was a really ugly situation that occurred, and my you want to cuss at the situation.
Yeah.
Because you're angry at the enemy and how the enemy brings his ugly little head in to try and steal, kill, and destroy the hearts and the minds of our kids. So that angers us. And we got to remember that it's not the child, that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. But we're wrestling against these wicked, nasty, dark, ugly principalities that are up against innocent kids.
Yeah, because so you want to make sure that you want to find the root of where it came from. And and we did. We got down and we found out where it came from. Mm-hmm. It's disheartening because it's an innocent kid, mm-hmm. and you're not watching what you say and doing around them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we tell them, don't watch this. Don't look at
that. We don't let them watch commercials.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Because,
and, yeah.
Go ahead, babe.
And it's not because, you know, we feel like we're going to protect them from every single thing that mm-hmm. occurs. Okay, yeah, don't watch the commercial, so you're protected from all types of darkness. Mm-hmm. No, that's not the thing. The thing is, we're telling them not to watch commercials because we want them to begin to develop a habit of protecting their spirits. Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you explain the reason and the why mm-hmm. you do what you do. And you don't want your kids to be tainted by the world's views of things like that. Because then they start second guessing why mom and dad think this is bad because everybody's doing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want them to be led by what it looks like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Other people doing it. Other people saying this. Other people are reacting this mm-hmm. way.
Why we can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go into the whole spiel about why you shouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep your voice. I mean, not your voice, but your conversations holy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that whatever you are saying, you know, that you're saying something that's going to be uplifting, not detrimental. And that means I'm talking about the kids saying it to each other, making sure they watch what they say.
Like to each other as siblings mm-hmm. or?
Yeah, because, you know, kids can say things that they heard and think it's okay to say
mm-hmm.
And yeah. We don't want them to think that, okay, just because they heard it,
mm-hmm.
because you can't stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil is cunning. He's got to come. If he can't come in through the front, he's trying to get in through the side.
Mm-hmm.
So you shut that door. He's trying to get in through the back. You know, some way he's trying to get in. If he got to go underground to come out the ground like a snake,
mm-hmm.
he's trying to get in. So we got to watch it. You know, so hopefully we can catch most things.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, you can't catch it all.
Yeah. We have them read and or write affirmations mm-hmm. too. So we have a family affirmation, mission and a vision, and we have our family declaration. So mm-hmm. when we know that they need to be reminded of that, sometimes they forget who they are. Mm-hmm. They forget that they are God's, in our case, God's girls.
Mm-hmm.
They forget that they're filled with generosity. They forget that they're filled with compassion. They forget that they're filled with the spirit of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
They forget that they are worthy. And then they'll do something opposed to that.
Right.
So we have an affirmation mm-hmm. that they have to read over and over, or either write it over and over to help them reaffirm who they are.
Yeah. And these girls have learned a lot throughout the years. But we're not trying to program them
mm-hmm.
or make them think of like us or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that they keep God-centered. Everything we do is always God-centered. You know, it's not about controlling them in a way that...
It's not them becoming a Garrett, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's them knowing who they are.
Yeah. It's important that they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know who they are, they will not say things that mm-hmm. be detrimental mm-hmm. to their lifestyle.
Teaching them who created them.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them why they're here. It's not about us, like you said, like we're saying, it's not about us trying to get control over a situation mm-hmm. or get them to become something we want them to become.
Yeah, because they're not robots.
They're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But they are human beings created by one God.
Yes.
God the Father, and they were created for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were created for a reason, it is up to us, you and me,
right,
to make sure that they know what their purpose and reason is.
Right. And one thing that I would say also is the kids are, when they start thinking about what we're teaching them, they come back with a question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mom, dad, why is this so or so and so and so?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's the kind of things you like, okay, they are getting it. Mm-hmm. They're getting it and they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they come back with questions pertaining to what we're having them read over themselves mm-hmm. or write several times so they can mm-hmm. get it in their, embedded in their spirit. Because mm-hmm. everything is done repetitiously in life. Mm-hmm. The more you see it, the more you do it, the better you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we talked about sometimes how we can speak things. Mm-hmm. It's important to not speak things out of anger.
Yes.
It's also important not to speak things over feeling obligated.
Yeah. And one thing, you know, kids will be like, oh, mom, dad, I sure would like to have this. And this, if it's something that's practical, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. We'll do the best we can to try to get it. But it's something that you just want. Everybody can't just get what they want mm-hmm. all the time. You got to earn it, mm-hmm. you know. And so we make sure that we point out what they should have and what's necessary that they should have in their life and things that is not necessary they need.
Yeah.
Just because you see it don't mean you need it.
Yeah, so doing things, not speaking, but yeah, doing things out of feeling obligated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to go out there and just buy because, oh, that's my kid, the mm-hmm. cute little face. And,
right.
You know, no.
Or because we felt bad that, or we felt bad that we may have said the wrong thing, or we felt mm-hmm. bad that we didn't get it when we were a kid.
Yeah, but you know what we do? Mm-hmm. One thing that we do is we reward. Mm-hmm. And we do that quite a bit. Because mm-hmm. when the kids do something, we want them to know that they did something good and we reward them in many ways.
Yeah, make a very big deal out of mm-hmm. it. So yes, when they are moving and operating in who they were called to be,
yes.
we do. We say, wow, yeah, that's who you are. Mm-hmm. You're functioning and moving in who you are.
And we want them to know that this is what happens when you do what God wants you to do. Mm-hmm. He rewards you.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
That's right.
That's just the word.
Yeah, if you speak certain things, so that's why I have them speak over to each other now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're getting old enough where they can do it and speak, not just pray for yourself, me, I want. You know, tell God how great he is, mm-hmm. how magnificent, how mm-hmm. marvelous. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to be a part of your family. I'm glad that you're with me. I want you to touch my sister, mm-hmm. that they feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Doing those things will help them realize that it's not about just them. Mm-hmm. They have a heart for others.
Amen. And that's the goal. Mm-hmm. One other thing we don't do is that we do not speak out of hurt feelings.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking Take to your kid moment. Out of hurt feelings mm-hmm. could turn manipulative or yeah. controlling.
Yeah, yeah.
And we cannot do that because they're God's kids.
That's right.
So if we're trying to get them to feel bad for us and feel sorry for us because of something we want to see done, mm-hmm. then that's just not
yeah.
good.
Yeah. And one thing that we don't want to do, and a lot of people do, they try to live their life through their kids. Mm-hmm. And if they don't act a certain way, you got to be careful with that. You don't want to be angry with your kids because they don't act like you think they should. Mm-hmm. They have to grow into certain things. You got to cultivate them. You got to mold them so they can be all they can be. Mm-hmm. They ain't got to be you. They just got to be good in God's eyesight.
We had to learn this stuff. We, you know, we got 6 adult children that would say something probably slightly different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they are good kids, yeah. though. The Lord graced us mm-hmm. very well yeah. with how they turned out. We didn't do everything right with them.
No.
And we had a lot to learn, but I'm thanking God that we learned it in this, you know, yeah. for this particular season.
Yeah. I think about my oldest son, mm-hmm. and I told him years ago, I wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. I was learning along the way. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you had to go along with that bumpy ride with me. And thank God that we made it through. It happens. Oh, you know, people make mistakes.
They
Even
do.
Parents make mistakes. We are human.
We do.
You know, so don't hold it against us because we're not going to hold anything against you.
We don't.
Because the Lord, our God, doesn't hold anything against us.
Yeah, so I pull that weight of disappointment off of maybe whoever might be listening. Mm-hmm. That disappointment or that spirit of defeat. Maybe you're thinking like you messed your kids up or something. Mm-hmm. But who is really out here saying, I'm just, you know, I said it in one of the podcasts, mm-hmm. episodes I do with the girls on In The Real.
Yeah.
Heather said it, actually. Who's out here really trying to mess their kids up like they have them? And I'm like, okay, I'm really going to mess you up, you know, for life.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying that to their kids.
No. And one thing I think about, too, is, you know, absent parents mm-hmm. and how guilty they feel I know from experience, I work with a lot of men and a lot of women, and they talk about, oh yeah, my dad, he ain't this and he ain't that, you know, because he wasn't there. They're still hurt because they didn't get to fulfill or have that conversation with their parent that they feel like they was neglected or cheated out of something. And it happens, you know. There's a lot of single parents out here that are raising their kids by themselves and other spouses, whether it's man or woman, that's not doing their part or not able to do their part because they might be incarcerated, you know, or dead. You know, and we have to take those things into consideration.
Yeah, and those are some times too that maybe we can begin to do things out of feeling obligated. If their parent has passed away or if their parent is locked up, like I gotta do this for my child because their other parent is not here. God didn't call us to make up the absence of the other parent.
Because the God we serve is right there with you.
He's the other parent.
He's the other parent.
We don't have to do nothing but our
Trust and
part.
believe.
That's
Trust and
it.
believe. If you trust and believe, then it'll happen.
It's just, you know, all the times we just kind of we feel like we're backed up into a wall, so we just come out in a sense swinging and just doing the things. We start doing things, and when we start doing things, that's when we find ourselves in situations that were not right for our
And you know
kids.
what else happened? Parents, whether they're passed away or living, start thinking they gotta be in competition with the other spouse. You know, they think they
So like
gotta
the
do more.
separation.
Well, now just the separation that, you know, if say the mom and the dad are still living, but they're not together. And so when the kid comes around the dad, he's trying to do all he can to make it seem like he's a better parent than the mother. Or the mother is trying to do more than the father's doing. And that's that spirit of
That
obligation that you can
competition, that's
become,
competition.
yeah, competition,
Yeah.
you know, that you don't want to get into and you don't have to.
And envy and jealousy, I think. Yeah.
There it is.
So yeah, I want to be the better parent. And then you start saying things or doing things that the other parent wouldn't do, or saying things that, you know, just could tear down a kid, especially if you're doing all the things and then they hurt your feelings. Then you're like, you're no good for nothing, dad, or you're like your busybody mama. You know, and then the kid is getting this. We had a situation like that, where that was happening.
My Lord.
And it really tore the kid up.
Yes, it did. Yes, it
And that
did.
can tear up a kid for years and years to come. So yeah, we got to be careful how we're nurturing these little hearts.
Try not to lay so much heaviness on your kids. You know, just because you're bitter and anger,
That's a good one.
you don't want to put that on your kids, because they will try to take on that weight with you,
That's a
because they love you that much.
dear. We have seen that too, though.
Yes, indeed.
We've seen that too. And yeah, like some, yeah, they get weighty. You know, like first graders saying, I got to see about, you know, taking care of my mom or taking care of my family, you know, because, you know, I got to see about why they're sad. And it's not that the parent is trying to do that at all, not at all. But
But
there
they
may
see the
be,
struggle and they figure like I got to do something. You know, they see their mom, like some kids see their moms crying and they don't even know why, but you know, what's wrong, mom? Oh, I'm fine, baby. You know, and you be like, but you're crying. We associate ourselves with sadness, with crying as kids. So if we see our parents crying, we want to know why. You know, what's going on here? Why are you hurt, so hurt? You know, we have to be so ever careful about that. If you don't feel like you can break it down to them, at least give them some kind of example, or I mean, some kind of answer, so the kid won't be thinking the worst.
Yeah, and those
They don't
are,
want that heaviness to be on them.
those are some of the ways that they take on. But communication is key.
It is.
Even in a situation like that, there is a way to communicate without sharing information that the kid can't fix.
Or need to
So,
know.
yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if I would share with the child that, like, when we were going through what we went through, we did, what, 12 evictions. And we didn't share
My kids
with
thought
our
we were rich.
kids. We didn't share with our kids that we were getting evicted again. We're getting evicted again. That could be weighty, and we're so sad about that. We didn't share when we had to jump on that bus, we didn't share with the kids. Well, the car got repossessed again. Mm-hmm. So those just weren't things that we shared with the kids. Although we were dealing with that, we wanted them to continue to maintain their innocence and their purity,
right,
and their minds, mm-hmm, for school and just being kids, yeah, growing up. You said it.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids to this day, they still tell us. I think they're in denial. They said we were rich.
They really did.
We
always had a place to lay our head. We always had a bed to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
And God was good that way. I couldn't explain why we had to go through all those different events in our life, but it was a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably because it's for somebody else to be able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to share this so somebody else can know that they can make it also.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did. Mm-hmm. We could have fell apart and lost the rest, man, of our hair. But hey,
amen,
at least I got the side.
Amen. 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 Oh, shoot.
Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Well, I think that just about covers it.
Yeah.
With communication to children, like, the ultimate goal is just keep them safe,
mm-hmm,
mentally, emotionally, of course, physically.
Yes.
Protect their spirits, guard their hearts. They're growing up. There's so much that's going on now. There's so much, mm-hmm, at their fingertips. And there's so much, my goodness, babe, that me and you just weren't even prepared to, mm-hmm, talk about with our new ages,
yeah,
that we just didn't really have to confront with, excellent, our adult kids. But we're getting thrown daily,
yeah,
into situations that we have
exposure
to communicate.
Exposure is everything.
So,
we have to be careful what they get exposed to.
Man.
Gotta stay in tune with them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important.
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is going to cause us to do things that go against the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to look like everything else and what everybody else should do.
Yeah. I want to share one thing before, mm-hmm, we close out.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife about this years ago. I was getting in and I was chastising the children, letting them know what they did was not right and they shouldn't have done it. And then as I was leaving, the Holy Spirit told me, them kids flipped you off.
Mm, yeah, I remember that.
And I went back and said, why'd you flip me off? And they was all looking like, oh my God, how do you know that? His back was to it.
That was that Abraham and Sarah moment.
Mm-hmm.
The angel said, why she laughed? You're like, who laughed? I didn't laugh. They said, who flipped you off? I didn't flip you off. Yes, you, yeah, did.
And then they finally confessed. But they were scared. They were scared because they were like, how did Dad see that?
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. But the Holy Spirit does let us know. And it was, and you, yeah, didn't lay into them and,
nope,
fuss at them.
Nope.
You had a really good, calm conversation with,
yes,
them.
Yes, I did.
One that was led in love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's a good thing to end with. Just lead in love.
Always.
Lead in love and you'll be just fine.
Amen.